You are now in front of the Quatre Cantons building, a Renaissance house in the heart of Villefamés. Its name is due to its being built at a crossroads, resulting in four corners, or cantons, in Valencian. Okay, clearly they didn't rack their brains looking for a name for the building. We're going to tell you a bit about this type of a Renaissance house, because we are going to visit one more on this route, the town hall. So pay attention, because we are about to make you an offer of two for one, one that you can't refuse. Italy. It's the early Renaissance. We say arrivederci to the Gothic with its tall, elongated buildings. And we say ciao to a more classic style. But of course, the Gothic period was all about building with the greatness of God in mind, erecting giant churches and cathedrals. The Renaissance folk, on the other hand, were, shall we say, a bit more self-centered. They built with a conical perspective, which means that we no longer need to look up to see the building. We can see everything as we approach it. Man has now become the center of everything. Surely you have seen Leonardo da Vinci's drawing of man. I mean, it's everywhere, even on t-shirts. A human figure within a square and a circle. That is the Renaissance, when the human body became the measure of everything. It is Manolo who must pass through those doors, not God. Over two centuries, the focus of architecture is on human beings and is steeped in the classical tradition of Rome and Greece. Now that we've laid out the background for you, we're going to tell you a bit about the house in front of you. The first thing you might notice is that it's a bit boring. It looks more like a fortification than a mansion. And that is how the Renaissance was, a strict and simple friend to architecture. Those of the Renaissance were not ones to add decorative elements that did not contribute anything. Here, the important thing was sobriety, rectitude, and proportionality. This building has two floors. On the ground floor, there was an oil mill. The upper floor was for residential use, with a small patio in the southeast part. No balconies, no frills, no ostentation. It's a bit of a Marie Kondo facade. The one thing that stands out is the semicircular arch of the main door with its enormous voussoirs, which are the stones that form the upper part of the arch. Now there's an architectural word to add to your vocabulary. An interesting thing about the Quatre Cantons building is the uses it has had throughout its history. Built as a house for young gentlemen, it was abandoned over the centuries. Already in 1901, right when it was about to collapse, it was renovated and converted into a co-ed school in which the teachers also slept. In addition to a lot of vacation time in that era, they were also given accommodation. From a school, it was transformed in the 1960s into the Villefamés Wine Museum. In the 90s, it was renovated once again by the town council and was used for cultural purposes. But it seems that wisdom was not applied to the renovations. It should be understood that when you renovate a house, especially one that is much older, you must demand the highest quality material and work. But the town council, unfortunately, did not have much luck in that. Between 2009 and 2020, they once again invested in it, turning it into the current multi-purpose building we now have. This means it's used for everything, including the Room of Requirements in the world of Harry Potter. It now serves also as the headquarters of our tourist info office for Villefamés. So take the opportunity now to go in and talk to our tour guides. They'll be happy to assist you. And while you're doing that, we'll be waiting for you at our next place of interest. Don't be late.